In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Father asked something very simple of his Son. He asked him to go and work in his vineyard. It was like any other chore. Please clean your home, take out the garbage, walk the dog. You know, fathers ask their children to do things all the time. But when the father asked the son to go and work in the vineyard, the son said, no. He didn't want to do any chores. Later, though, the son felt bad. His father really wasn't asking too much, so he changed his mind and he did his chores in the vineyard. The father had another son. He also asked this son to go and work in the vineyard. The son said, sure, Dad, I'll go right now. The father smiled, patted the son on the head, and went away grateful that at least one of his boys listened to him. Unfortunately, this son also changed his mind. He thought about working in the vineyard all day, the dirt, the hot sun, and he said, forget it. I don't want to do that. Two sons, one said no, but then changed his mind. The other son said yes, but then changed his mind. Every day, we make decisions. And every day, we change our minds. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. A sixth grader was once very nervous about an upcoming science test. And so that morning, a few ink sketched notes just happened to appear on her palm, quite magically. Then she thinks about what her mom would say and starts to have a change of heart. Her plan was to cheat, to take the easy way out. But she changed her mind. Every day, we are faced with decisions like this. We make countless decisions about how faithful we are going to be to God. Every day, we are faced with the dilemma of how much we are going to allow Jesus to shape how we act toward others. As Christians, what choices are we going to make? We fight against the temptation, but often we flirt with it. Sometimes we say yes, sometimes we say no. And sometimes we actually do change our minds. Sometimes for the better, but often for the worse. We know what it was like for that first son. He said no. He knew what his father wanted, and he willingly went against his father. He may have even enjoyed saying no. You know, it gave him a sense of independence. I'll make my own decision. But later on, he thought about his no. This was his father. As much as he didn't want to do the work or didn't want to obey his father, the son remembered all his father had done for him. And he changed his mind. So did the other son. Both changed their minds. Each made a decision. Each thought about it. And then each changed his mind. As Christians, we know what it's like to change our minds. Christians probably change their minds the most in this world. We really do. Our Father in heaven has asked all of us to go and live Christian lives in this world. He has asked you to be holy in an unholy world. He has asked you to be a reflection of His Son to everyone you meet every day. God has asked you to be the mirror image of His Son while you are at home, at work, at play. And we say, "Yes, Father, I will do as you ask. Sure, I will let your Son be reflected in my face to all the people I see." But then, 5 minutes after walking out of this church or finishing watching the live stream or during the week, you know, finishing that, rewatching the sermon, husbands and wives are fighting just like always. We think we've done our Christian duty being in church, and now I can leave God locking there and just check on Him next week I come. Our renewed zeal to be faithful Christians blows away the second the outside air touches us. Our thoughts race to fill sinful desires before our feet even step out of the car when we get home. "Sure, God, I will do what you ask. I will be faithful to you." But God should never hold His breath too long when it comes to our keeping promises. Yes, our Father in heaven asks us to do hard things. He asks us to be perfect in an imperfect world. He asks us to go and be the image of Jesus when we don't even like what we see in the mirror when we wake up. God asks us to be His ambassadors in this world. He asks a lot. God demands a lot. And Jesus knows what it's like for us to struggle with what God the Father asks. In eternity, God the Father spoke to His Son and said, "My Son, I love you, but I have a very hard chore for you to do. I need you to go to work today, to go to earth. I need you to take on flesh and blood, and I need you to live with sinful people. I need you to heal, preach, and teach. And then I need you to be beaten by whips, crowned with thorns. And Son, I'm sorry to ask this of you, but I need you to die in their place. Will you do this for me?" Even though this job was so terrible, Jesus looked at His Father and said, "Yes, Father, I will do it." What God asked was hard, no doubt about it. And Jesus wrestled with it. He struggled. But He never changed His mind. And Jesus is stuck with what God asked Him to do because Jesus knows us. He knows we will always change our minds. He knows we will never be able to do perfectly what our Heavenly Father asks. Jesus once spoke of a man taking a plow and not looking back. And if you have ever farmed or cut the grass, you know what Jesus was talking about. If you take a plow and start walking forward, you dig a nice straight trench, perfect for planting. But if you begin to change your mind about what you are doing and look continuously around and especially behind you, the trench will go in all different ways. It would be like driving a car forward while trying to steer yourself by always looking in the rear view mirror. You may still keep moving forward, but eventually, if you keep your eyes on the rear view mirror, you will move all around the road and eventually hit something. Either decide to look forward or decide to look back. A person cannot keep changing his mind about which direction he is going. And Jesus knew all about the danger of changing his mind in following directions. When it came time for him to die on the cross, the scriptures say he set his eyes toward Jerusalem. Jesus didn't look around him or behind him. Jesus kept his gaze straight ahead at what he was doing. He didn't change his mind at all. He kept his mind geared right toward what he was going to do. Jesus' faithfulness took him to his death, which cleared our way to heaven. And knowing that heaven lies straight ahead for us enables us also to resolve to go forward. Straight forward, where God points us, rather than turn this way and that way as we so naturally do. God knows we are going to change our minds. Sometimes we'll be like the first son who said no, but then did the right thing. Sometimes we'll be like the second son who said yes, but then did the wrong thing. At times, we will find ourselves with answers written on our palms. At times, we'll find ourselves looking at men and women that are not our husbands and wives. We will find ourselves keeping more stuff for ourselves than being generous toward others and God. We will find ourselves knowing what is right in God's eyes and knowing we are doing the exact opposite. It will happen. It will happen. One more time. It will happen. We are always going to be changing our minds. Sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. But we are never alone. We have been baptized into Jesus. We see through the eyes, through the eyes of Jesus, we see through Him the determination to do His Father's will, even to death. Every day when we are faced with the struggle of what to do, we will have Jesus there saying to us, "My son, my daughter, remember me. Remember what I did for you on the cross. Remember that you don't have to make the wrong choices anymore. Remember that I am your strength. Don't be afraid to give up old ways for me. Don't be afraid to give up your love of sinning for a new love in me. My body and blood will strengthen you. The new life I have poured over you in baptism will refresh you every day." every day, when we are faced with the choice to do our Heavenly Father's will, our brother Jesus is with us, reminding us that He has already done for us everything the Father asked. Thankfully, Jesus will hold on to us and always say yes to the Father for us, even though we will change our minds. He will never change His mind. He will never change His mind about saving us. He will never change His mind about forgiving us. He will never change His mind, never, ever change His mind about raising us. We are double-minded, but Jesus will never change His mind. How good for us to know that. How good for us who change our minds at the drop of a hat to know that one man won't change His mind. Jesus will never change His mind about us. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.